is a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Although it remains slower than normal, the harvest in South America is advancing. Exports have been light so far, especially out of Brazil. This will likely change in the next few weeks, though, as more soybeans become available for shipment. In fact, most analysts are predicting record exports for soybeans out of Brazil in the next several weeks. There is little doubt this will slow demand for U.S. soybeans, although we will continue to see loadings of soybean sales already on the books. Trade will also closely monitor this shift in demand to see if any cancellations take place. Before long, we'll start to see analysts take the soybean loading pace out of Brazil and try to determine how long it will last. Soybean crop in Brazil is forecast to be record size, and to see the country's export season last longer than normal would not be surprising. Given the slow start, it is not out of the question that the window for additional U.S. sales at the end of Brazil's export season may be limited. While this wouldn't be necessarily bearish for the trade, it will take the reduction out of the bullish outlook. As we look at corn here for today, look for planting pickup in Brazil. U.S. interior basis is remaining firm. Argentine crop estimates of 5.5 million metric tons is under last year. U.S. corn loadings 36% of yearly estimates. Average insurance value right now is at 456. On the soybean side of things, canola is holding at record high values. Brazil is gaining more momentum on exports. Brazil is having record exports predicted for the next 2 months. 11% of Argentina's crop is rated poor or very poor. On the livestock side of things, China's pork imports are slowing and U.S. slaughter numbers are remaining low. Feed costs are pressuring margins as soybeans and corn continue to rise. Packer margins remain high and the U.S. consumer demand is rising. U.S. ethanol production on a weekly basis dropped 28% yesterday, and ethanol margins back to a break-even on a crude rally. Trade is waiting for more accurate La Nina weather, and China is producing a push in domestic production. We'll take a look at the futures numbers. Those are coming up right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we aim our programming to be Iowa-centric. Our slogan is Iowa Ag Matters. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes in length. Plus, we offer a long-format weekend program called Weekend Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
Taking a look at the futures markets, the market did not like the export sales report that came out. May corn is down 13.25 at 544.25. December new crop down 5.5 at 471.25. May beans down 13.5 at 1410.5. November beans down 7.25 at 1230.75. Soy meal for May down $5.30 at 422 even. Soy oil is 30 cents lower at 49.73. Chicago wheat down 11.5 at 674 even. That's your opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.